Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. We're starting at the very top of the Amud where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah of yesterday. Ve'in choytchen oisoi bein bedover shehu mishum shvus ve'in bedover shehu mishum loisase. We're talking about the shofar that is used on Rosh Hashanah. And our Mishnah said that although there's a mitzvah saseh to go and blow the shofar, you're not allowed to be oiver on Isurim, both Isurim Dirabonan as well as Isurim Diraisa, to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. So for instance, Ein Choytchen Oysa, you're not allowed to cut it. Bein B'davar Shu Mishum Shvus, where the Isur involved is only a Shvus, Shvus meaning a Dirabonan. Bein B'davar Shu Mishum Loisasa, you're not allowed to cut it with an instrument that will cause you Chas Shalom to Yoyver, and Isur Loisasa Minatoyr. So Gemara explains, what is a shvus? What is a mishum loisasa? Says Gemara, mishum shvus is a magla. Magla is a sickle. Loisasa is a sakina, is a knife. Why is a magl considered to be mishum shvus? And why is a sakin considered to be a lav? So the Rashi tells us on top. Let's look at the top. Rashi, v'ein choytchen oisoi, in bol esakna, if you want to be mesakein this shofar, lo yibedav v'shum yishum shvus, a kli, she'ein darkoi lachtach boi shofaris. Normally, if you are in the cutting of shofar business, or if you know anything about cutting shofaris, you wouldn't use a sickle. You're going magla, which is a sharfa belas. The tikkun kol achiyahu. That's very, very unusual. Take, for instance, if on Shabbos you're cutting up the challah, lechem mishnah, you wouldn't normally take a sickle to do that. People would say, isn't that strange? Why aren't you taking a challah knife? Why are you taking a sickle? So that's considered to be a kelach yadu. Ve'ein by el mishum shvus, and therefore it's drabana. Masha inkin, if you're talking about cutting the shofar with a sakin, that's darkoi bekach. That's the way you cut a sakin. I'm sorry, you cut a shofar. V'ha malacha gemura, there was a malacha gemura diraisa, and therefore the Mishnah tells us you're not allowed to go and cut the shofar bein bedover, which is only drabanan, bein bedover, which is a diraisa, bein bemagel, bein besakin. The Rashi doesn't say crystal clearly exactly the purpose of the chituch. Rashi just says in bol esaknoi. However, the art scroll explains, or at least the art scroll understands, in bol esaknoi means to go and scrape it out. Meaning, you already detached the horn from the animal days ago, weeks ago, and of course, the vast majority of the shofar is hollow. However, nevertheless, you want to go and make the sound of the shofar a little bit more pleasant, a little bit more melodious, and so therefore you decide to go and be masakin it. You go and try to scrape it. Now, if you want to go and scrape a shofar, you typically scrape it from the inside to make it more hollow or whatever. So how would you do that? It would normally be very difficult to try to get a sickle and try to stick it into a shofar. Presumably, maybe with a small sickle you could do that. But that's clearly a kilach hayad. A normal person wouldn't try to take a sickle to go and scrape a shofar. However, if you're talking about scraping with a knife, that's the way you would normally scrape. You take a knife and you kratz here and you kratz there, you scrape it out to go make it into a better shofar. That's how the art scroll is. However, if you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel says we're not talking about scraping and making a tikkun for the shofar. We're talking about removing the shofar from the head of the animal. If you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel here in the left-hand margin, my Gemara, I have it here in the top line. Other Gemaras may have it a little bit differently. Don't go and use a sakin. That would be the shvus. The kolshki b'dava shehu mishum loisas kigoin magol shu osui liktzor boy. So the Rabbeinu Hananel is not looking about tikkun mana, about scraping. He's talking about kotzer or tolesh, that the person is removing the horn from the head of the animal. And how does he do that? You cut it. How do you normally go and cut things which are mechubar? in the case of things which are mechubal lakarka, such as tvua, you use a magal, you use a sickle. That is darkei bekach. Don't cut the horn from the top of the head of the animal. That's also the way you would sever the shofar from the animal's head, by using a magal, using a sickle. However, using a normal knife that you use a chweis to go and cut challah, you don't normally use that to go and cut a shofar. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Chananel is having two different pshatim than Rashi, or different pshat in two aspects. Number one, we're not talking about tikkun mon and scraping. We're talking about being tolish, being kotzer. That's the melacha that I'm concerned about. And number two, we're reversing the examples of our Gemara. In the Gemara it said, what's the shvus? It's the magel. What's the lav d'oraisa? That's a sakin. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, just the opposite. You know what's the shvus? The shvus is to go and use the sakin, because you don't normally use a kitchen knife to go and cut off a shofar. And when it says the loisa, so that's talking about a magel, that's a sickle, which is very, very strong and very sturdy, and you use that for cutting, and that's what you'd use for cutting shofars. In case you don't believe it, go and call up your local shofar manufacturer and ask him, how did they remove a shofar from the head of the animal? I'm sure he'll tell you, we use a special instrument which looks very similar to a magel, to a sickle, because that's used for katsira, and that's the best thing. We wouldn't use a sakin, but if we did, that would be a shvus, that would be kelach ariyat.
Of ksira,
yeah,
the should be gozes, not gozi, better tofer ripping, tearing.
Right. So ksira is from the karka, typically.
It's true. Koitzer is normally from the karka. I think the Rabbeinu Chananel realizes that shofars don't grow from the ground, and that animals are also don't grow from the ground. Perhaps the more appropriate would be goizes, but since both koitzer and goizes are of the same quality, that's why I think Rabbeinu Chananel feels that they're both in the same category, and he doesn't make a tzimis, he doesn't stop the chavik. But whatever would be the issa, for instance, of removing the hair from the back of an animal, which would be geziza, goizes, it's also a form of koitzer. Not koitzer from the ground, it's koitzer from the back of the animal. Similarly, he uses this term. So I think it's a borrowed term. I don't think Rabbeinu Chananel is confusing it with cutting, with harvesting.
So hasra, the hasra you give to someone who's about to do this on Shabbos,
or assuming that removing a horn is considered to be goizes, you'd make mishum goizes. If it's mishum koitzer, you'd say mishum koitzer. Anyway, what do I have as a result? I have that the Mishnah is telling us, don't be choytichet b'david rabbanan, and don't be choytich d'araisa, sofrei timara. Hashem mishum shvus amasle. Everybody agrees that a shvus rabbanan is far more lenient, more kal, than issa d'araisa. So if you're going to tell me, don't go and be oivan issa drabban in cutting your shofar, then certainly don't be oivan issa deraisa in cutting your shofar. So Frey Timur, why does he even have to go and save a loises? So you're right. Zubain tzorach loim mezug tani. This is not your favorite teretz. This is a somewhat of a court of last resort. If I have no choice, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, this is the halacha, and avada and avada, this is the halacha. Even though it's not necessary to say the avada and avada, we can use our own logic to go and figure it out on our own, but sometimes that's the poetic form of the Mishnah, is to say zu, and certainly the other case, that's avada.
Of course, when it's canal, through this discussion,
yeah.
There's a guess more then.
Why?
Shem Shavuos Sahin.
Absolutely, 100% right. He taka reverses. He says the shvus that we're talking about is not the magal, it's the sakin, and loisasa is the magal and not the sakin. 100% right. That's in terms of the Lashon HaMishnah, L'chayra Rashi's pshat is a little bit easier than Rabbeinu Chananel, because, and we're going to continue about that in the next Shekel Gemara, but if you go back to the Lashon HaMishnah, the Mishnah says, Ein choytchim, this is the second line of the Mishnah on the bottom, five lines on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Ein choytchim oisim b'dem b'dav shum mishum shvus, v'ein b'ein b'dav shum mishum loisese. Aval im rotz alitem l'tzeich ha-mayim ha-yayim yitein. Now what does chaticha of a shofar have to do with putting in mayim or yayin? We're going to see in a moment the reason why they put in mayim or yayin was to clean out the inside of the shofar, to polish it and to cleanse it, so that it would have a nice, pure sound. As many people know, when Bali Tekiah use the shofar constantly, eventually some spittle can accumulate, or maybe just dust and whatever accumulates inside the shofar. So from time to time, they like to clean it out. So therefore, according to Rashi, it's very, very good. It says you're not allowed to go and improve the shofar by scraping it, because scraping it, if you use a magal, it's a shus. If you're using a sakin, that's already the derech, and that's a loisesser. But if you want to improve the sound by putting some water in some wine, that's okay. That's not a problem. Then that's fine. So both the earlier case of the choychin and the avlim rotza are both dealing with trying to improve the melody, the sound of the shofar. Don't do this, but you can do that. But according to the Rebbeinu Chananel, there's a little bit of a disconnect. In other words, ain't choychin oisa, you're not allowed to cut it from the head of the animal. No, don't do that. But if you want to go and pour in water or in wine, that's okay. Did you take it off the head yet, and you're pouring in the water and the wine? I mean, these are two separate cases. The avol choyre is a brand new case. Okay, sinish gefer, look, all the others until now were loy, aim of him, aim of achim, aim of the aim choychin. Avol, but what you can do is roughly, so going to Rashi, a bissel besser.
Can you also then, instead of using a knife, use a brush with the wine or the water to clean out the shofar so you can have better sounds?
I would think so, but you'd have to check out the Mefarshim to see what the status of using a brush would be for cleaning out shofars.
But if this is something that can be done from Erev Yontif, is it mutter to do Erev Yontif? Machshirei mitzvah on Yontif, which could be done from Erev Yontif. Didn't we learn in previous Mesach?
Understood. But the Machshirei mitzvah that you're talking about that you're not allowed to do on Yontif, if you can do from Erev Yontif, are things which involve a melacha. Our Gemara is telling us that mayim or yayin don't involve malachas. Just letting water through, the Gemara, our Mishnah, does not consider to be nisid deraisa or nisid drabanan, therefore, go ahead.
Well, if it's kotzer, then watering plants is us. I mean, you know, if you want to, you know, use the analogy of ktsira, you know, I mean, watering something is, you know, is usher on Shabbos and Yantiv too, so.
Okay, I recommend buy a shofar, put water in, and see whether eventually new shofars will grow out of it over time, and that they will have seed.
A shofar tree, okay.
A shofar tree, exactly.
Okay.
All right, let me give weiter. Zogting more weiter. You remind me of a story in the New York Times many, many years ago. This was the early 60s, when Orthodox Jews were considered to be somewhat of a new phenomenon in New York, because the Baruch Hashem, new doors started growing. Many years ago, there had been, I don't know if you ever saw the cover of the Life magazine from years ago. It had a picture of the vanishing Jew, where they predicted in 25 or 30 years there would be no Jews left in America.
Yeah.
And of course, the prediction turned out to be incorrect. Rather, the Life magazine is no longer after 25 or 30 years.
No longer alive.
So that Life magazine had a very short life. Anyway, so at that time, there were not a lot of Orthodox Jews, and the reporters wanted to go and report something, so they had an interview with a Jew on the Lower East Side, who apparently was a Litvak. Good. So they asked him about Jewish tradition, and Jewish this, and Jewish that, and so they asked him, can you tell us, I see there's some Jews that wear, that have beards, and some Jews do not have beards, Orthodox Jews. He says, that's true, yeah, that's true. The Orthodox Jews, many of them do not have beards. However, we don't remove our hair with a razor, we remove it with a shaver. With a shaver, that's how we remove it. So now the reporter didn't understand exactly what he was saying. You remove it with a shaver, he wasn't familiar with that. So he asked another Jew, I told the answer before the question. So in the next day report in the New York Times was that Orthodox Jews, many of them have beards, and many of them go and shave their beards with a ram's horn. So someone called up the reporter and said, with a ram's horn you go and remove beards? He said, yes. The first fellow told me that you remove the hair with a shaver. I didn't understand what that meant. I asked another Jew, Mr. Goldberg, can you tell me what's a shaver?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, a shaver? A shaver? It's a true story.
Yeah, yeah. Heshy Shaker told us to me many years ago. Yeah.
That's what the New York Times, that the leftist media was already at work at that time. So anyway, so you remove it with a shaver. So it doesn't mean this type of shaver. It means an electric shaver. And we continue on. Zokti Moravait.
It's an electric shaver on Rosh Hashanah.
No, not on Rosh
Hashanah. The reform.
Avim Ratalita Lefechen Mayim O Yayin Yita. You can put in Mayim O Yayin. Tomorrow, Mayim O yayin. In mei raglayim loy. Apparently another good detergent to go and clean out the inside of the shayf would be to use mei raglayim, but that you cannot use. And the reason is, of course, mipnei hakovoid, as the Gemara will tell us in another moment. So to masnis and mani abishol v'tzayin abishol oyim mayim o yayin mutter kidei letzachzachoy. Tzachzachoy literally means to polish, but over here it doesn't necessarily mean polish from the outside. It also can be to polish from the inside, to clean it out, so that it has now a more pleasant melody, a more pleasant sound, a smooth sound. Meir Glaim also mepnei akovoid. But Meir Glaim is also because it's not bekovedik to use urine for cleaning out a shayfa. You may remember years ago Mendy brought to our attention that regarding the samamonim, it says also in the Pita Maktoris that we say in the morning that you're not supposed to go and use the Meir Glaim. Why? Mepnei akovoid. So I looked up to see where this appears. So now that's the Gemara. There is, however, a Shita Mukubetzes that says that Meira Glaim doesn't mean literally Meira Glaim. It means that they had another detergent that was called Meira Glaim, just it had that name. They figured it was just as potent and just acidic as the Meira Glaim, so therefore they called it Meira Glaim, and that's also prohibited. Now, that doesn't say that in the Gemara. However, I found in the Shita Mukubetzes here in Mesechus Krisus, because here too, the Gemara in Masechtas Krisus on Daf Vav is going through the various samamanim, and it says Tana Rabban Pita Maktoris Ketzad, it says Tzori Vatzipoyin Echom Levoyin Mekushim Shimamana, etc., etc. And then it says that Halei Mei Raglayim Yofin La Alishein Machlis Mei Raglayim Vamikdash Vapnei Akovay. Don't know the state in the Gemara in Masechtas Krisus. And then there's a Shtikl Shita Mukubetzes here. I'll give it to you Mendy in a moment. Ois Chofches Mei Raglayim. So the first chat is Mamish Uganayu. It's a shame, it's a shanda Lahachnes Bazar, to bring a Mei Raglayim Bazar to go and work on the Samamonim and to cleanse them. V'yesh V'forshim Eser Shekach Shemoy, that is a special herb by the name of Mei Raglayim. It's not because we're talking about mamish urine, we're talking about an asin that had the name urine. Oh, it must have been a beautiful asin, probably had a wonderful aroma. Anyway, that's exactly. Anyway, this is Ois Chofres Mendy, you probably wonder.
We had it also originally Mendy.
Like
what?
The boxwood plant.
A beautiful scent,
yes,
beautiful aroma.
We bought it once for something.
And that was the only time you bought it.
Exactly.
We originally, Mendy found this, we were in this in Zvachim Sadi Hay, and that's where Mendy originally found it. I remember, that somebody once asked,
same Gemara's brother.
The same, right, but I remember Mendy saw it there, and he pointed out, because actually, Heshi Shankar actually asked me where to find it. I had to look it up, I forwarded it to him. Because I had a JPEG on the emails. But I was able to find it right away.
Ashrecha, Ashreichem, Gevaldik. So now, however, that Shita Mukubetzes doesn't appear here, so I'm wondering whether that would apply here as well. There, the kovod apparently is in the Beis HaMikdash. You're talking about in the Azara. Here you're talking about a private shofar that we're using at home or in shul or whatever. So the question is whether here too would the Shita Mukubetzes say that the Meir HaGlayim is referring not only to the normal, what we call Meir HaGlayim, or even to that Esav. I didn't find a raya one way or the other. What would you say?
Someone said, "Oh, the show. Yeah, to review the shofar so well, I use Meir Raglayim on it." You know,
if you had more cycle, you wouldn't say.
I think the difference is that I was thinking about that, Mayor, because I remember that Gemara.
Sure
I was thinking the difference is that the yayin and mayim are liquids.
Uh-huh. And so, yayin is not liquid.
It's a grass. It's a solid. So to grind to press against it with the grass would be already more effort. Tirchi Yisera maybe on Yantif.
I would have thought that acid that they're referring to was also processed into a liquid. It was boiled, it was soaked or something like that, and then that would be the reason why you could use it in connection
I see.
And here you wouldn't, what the Gemara is saying is you can put in the liquid water and you can put in the liquid wine, but don't put in the liquid made of wine, even if it's the acid type of liquid. Don't do it. Anyway, we can clear, the Gemara doesn't say, I don't see any of the fortune talking about it, so you can ponder and speculate whether the same halacha would apply. You're very welcome, Andy. And we continue on. Hey, Ma'akvin, I want me to take it back. Ein ma'akven es ha'tinoikois. Ein posuk t'imar. Ein ma'akven stoichem nogut kayanim. Gemara again is quoting the Mishnah that if you have children at home that want to go and blow the shofar, ein ma'akven, don't stop them. The Mishnah says even more than that. Al mis'askeni mo'en ad shel yomedu. You can even be misasik. In other words, you can play along with them and teach them how to blow the shofar. Put it into your mouth, don't put it into your nose or into your toes, but put it into the mouth and put it into the lips and know how to go and handle it correctly. So you're allowed to go and do that on Rosh Hashanah, Achi Yom Medu. But misasik liyata, that we'll see later. Now, tidoikas, of course, are potter from Tkiya Shofar because they are young children. What about women? Our Mishnah doesn't address the question of men, women. So the Gemara makes a diuk. However, what happens if women wanted to go and blow the shofar? We would stop them. Now, why would we stop women if they want to blow the shofar? It gives them to height. So Rashi says something fascinating over here. If you look at the Rashi, the first of the narrow lines, Hanoshim Akvin Dipaturais Legamri. We know that women are potter from Tkiya Shofar. The mitzvah is Mam Gramahu. That's perfect. But now Rashi adds, V'chitaki, if women go and blow the shofar, they're over an aveira. What's the aveira? Ikabal toisiv. Since they don't have the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, any time a person does a mitzvah that they don't have to do, or that they're not required to do, says Rashi, according to our Mishnah, according to this Madi Omer, they're over on Bal Toisiv. Who are you women to take upon yourself? No mitzvah. Hashem didn't give you that mitzvah. You want to do that mitzvah, you're over Bal Toisiv. It's a little bit novel to us because we've never heard of something like that. And let's continue on. We'll get back to this concept in a moment. Zokti Mora says, Mashma the Noshim Taka, don't allow them to go and blow the shofar. But Tani have a braisa. Ein ma'akvin, loyas a noshim, v'loyas a tinoikis milut koya beyond it. No, we're not ma'akiv the women either. You were just medayik from our Mishnah that we are ma'akiv the women, is Baltoisev. And the braisa says, they want to blow gizim to height, they can blow a gun to tuk. So what's going on? Omer Abay, loy kasha, simishka kasha. Horeb Yehuda, horeb Yoisi, v'reb Shimai. It's a machloikis, the saga. We have the famous machloikis legabi, whether women can do smicha on a carbon. As we know, balim, people that are bringing karbonos, typically the Torah says, v'samach yodi olav, you got to put your hands on top of the head of the karbon, and you do smicha before the karbon is geshochten in the azar. What about if women want to do smicha if they have their own karbanos? The sign is said in the braisa, Dava b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael soimchen, v'ei b'nei Yisrael soimchois divrei b'yuda. B'yuda says that the mitzvah of smicha only applies to men and not to women, and not only that it doesn't apply, the ein, they're not allowed to do smicha. Women, stay away, don't do smicha. Why can't they do smicha? As we'll see in the Rashi momentarily, Rashi l'chitasei learns pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, because they'll be over and baltoisiv. Since they don't have this mitzvah, stay away from it. You're being moisiv mitzvahs, which is inappropriate. Well, Rabbi Yosef Shimon Aymer, Hashem Semchus Yishus, Kizim Tahayt, if they, even though they are not mechuyavos in the mitzvah, if they want to do it voluntarily, no problem, that's fine. And that's why the Braisa says, Ein ma'akven lois and nash lois and tzunoi, because even though the women are not mechuyav in tkiya shofar, if they want to blow the shofar, no problem. Soim chayis vishus. Let's look right at the Rashi. B'nei Yisrael soim chen 5 lines before the end. Davo b'nei Yisrael yamat aleim odom ki akram yikem karmel Hashem uksiv bahu in inyan v'samach yodoi. So the man, the b'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nois Yisrael. So women have no such mitzvah. And according to Yehuda, they are prohibited. Bal toisiv. Masha'en ken, according to Rabbi Yosi. V'reb Shimon, women can. Soim chayis vishus. Alma aval gav de patrinu kra, even though the Torah pattered them, leke isura, there's no isur bal toisur, come on. V'adil ha-mitzvah ha-sei she'ez man grama. Even though the din of smicha is not ha-mitzvah she'ez man grama. But says Rashi, we're talking about the same type of inyan. Are you mechuyav? Are you potur? According to the first Tana, that's the Tana of our Mishnah, as well as Rabbi Yehuda, if you're potur, then it's asur. Why is it asur? You're being over on Bal Toisiv by adding mitzvahs that you are not required to do. But Rabbi Yosef Shimon said, no! You're talking not required, but if you want to do it voluntarily, whether it's mitzvahs man grama, whether it's smicha, whatever it ends to be, you're not mechuyav, you want to do it. No problem. And you'll even get a mitzvah. So that's the machloikis, the way Rashi learns. Marsha says, I can't understand Rashi. when do we ever have this concept of altoisif, someone who's mechuyev in a mitzvah, and he just does too much? For instance, when it comes to sukkahs, you're supposed to take arba minim. What happens if someone says, in addition to the four minim, you know what, I also want to go and take a grapefruit together with my lulav and esrog. Or I want to go and take a rimay, not one of the shivas aminim. And some people say there's 613 bits, even though no one was able to count them yet. But the point is, you want to be moisif, that's valtoisif. If you have inside your tefillin, you put in a fifth parsha, that's valtoisif. If you want to go and put on your mezuzah a third parsha, that's valtoisif. You want to go and add more tzitzis, valtoisif. That's because a person is mechuyev and he's adding on what is unnecessary and what a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't ask him to do. You could be oyv about toisif. However, if a person is not mechuyev to do a mitzvah and he or she does the mitzvah, did we ever find that's about toisif? That's what the Marsha asks on the Rashi. You have a question to me.
Yes, you know, some people, they have a lot of hadassim with their lulav.
There's no problem with that. Toisif in the sukkah says you can have as many hadassim as you want. But if you look at the Marsha, here it's almost at the very end of Marsha, because we're at the very end of the Masechta. So in my Gemara, it's the last page of Marsha. It's Daf Lamed Gimel, the Pirush Rashi. There's only one, well, that's the first piece on Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph. Marsha, you have to go back. It's probably after that. Good. Daf Lamed Gimel Pirush Rashi. Maybe you can also help out my good friend Daniel.
Sure. It's
quite complicated. It's very good to find it. I had also a hard time finding my shana back. Zok the Marsha, the Pirush Rashi, the Shitak Iker Baltoisif, Lo Yodana Mai Baltoisif Shayachocha. How is even relevant Baltoisif? You do the mitzvah, but you add it. What Marsha says is, I don't think that the pshat of Rashi is correct, and therefore Havle Lameimer, I would say differently, says the Marsha. What would I say? I would say that people that are not mechuyev to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that do blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, then there's an Issur Rabbanan of Tkia. What's the Issur Rabbanan? Like all musical instruments that you're not allowed to go and blow, why can't you? Shem Yisakim Klishir, that's not an Issa D'Araisa, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, and since we have a mitzvah to go and blow the shofar, then the din of the Shem Yisakim Klishir certainly couldn't uproot the din of Tkir Shofar, otherwise we would never be able to blow the shofar on Yontif. So that's clear, that's not. But that's only because I have a chiv. A person who doesn't have that chiv, you just want to go and play with the shofar, or you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, but it's voluntary, says our Mishnah, ma'akven es anoshim, since you have no mitzvah, what you're going to do is you're going to be oivin issa derabanan of blowing and using a klishir, using a musical instrument, when you have no chiv. But to me, the hachan, that's why he brings the case of smicha. What's the problem of smicha? We look at Yehuda, the Amma Ein Benoiz is so side place. Not because it's a din of Baltoisif. Hayim Mishum Isser Avoide Bekodshim. Ken Mochum Harik Ein Dorshim, Hayim Mishum Baltoisif. The Isser over there is that since you're not allowed to go and use or abuse Kodshim, which could lead to an Isser of Me'ilah, by going and putting your hands down on the head, and elsewhere in Zvachim, afterwards Barry will tell you exactly which stop. The din of smicha is not just to go and symbolically put your hands on, but to go
all the weight
with the chol koyichay beinan. So therefore, you're being mishtamish b'bal chayim. Mishtamish b'bal chayim, we already said before, is also, in fact, we even had in our Mishnah, loy roich ven al gabim behema. Any type of being mishtamish b'bal chayim is an issa drapan. So that's what the Gemara means to say. Avad and avad, you can go be mekayim the mitzvah, even though it's only voluntary. There is no din of bal toisif. But make sure that when you're doing that mitzvah, you're not committing an isra at the same time. By blowing shofar, if you're not required to, then you're being blowing klei shir on yontif, and then that's the end of your potential isra drabbanan. Same thing is if you're doing smicha and you're not required to, you have a potential isra of being moil of doing avoid of a kodship. But there's no din about toisif. Azei zog the marsha. And by the way, there's a toisif in Erevin which says exactly the same thing. Of course, the Tosis preceded the Marsha, but nevertheless, Marsha is of an art, and the Tosis is an Erevin.
But we also have the Lamed Zitinokos.
Why don't we say the same? We're going to talk about Lamed another couple of lines. So just be with us for a moment.
Right.
Now, how do we go and paskin alocha l'maisa? Everybody knows, of course, that if a person wants to go and do a mitzvah, even though they're not mechuyev, such as the women who want to listen to Tkiyah Shofar, who want to shakal lulav and esrig, who want to sit in the sukkah, avad and avada, they are allowed to. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yosi v'Rib Shimon. Why do we paskin? We have a Stam Mishnah over here that says Ma'afin Es Anoshim, which sounds like Stam Mishnah. That's the way we should paskin.
Is that a Mishnah? That's a Mishnah? Ma'afin Es Anoshim?
What does it say in our Mishnah? Hey, Ma'afin Es Atinoikis.
What
does the Gemara Medayim?
No, it's a deer.
Absolutely. Okay, and the Gemara considers that to be
equal to a Stam Mishnah. Okay,
exactly.
A deer has the same authority as an explicit.
So why don't we follow that? Because here in the Brice we have Rabbi Yossi, and you're going to remind us Rabbi Yossi Namukha Imoy, and therefore the Allah is not like our Mishnah, and we do allow the women. To the point, not only can they be Mekayim the Mitzvah, but they can even make a Bracha on the mitzvah, Asher Kedishonu Mitzvah is a Vitzivanu, even though there is no tzivoy on the women, but they are allowed to. Who says that? That's the top Tosis over here. It's a fascinating Tosis. So those of you who had the time, you can go through the entire Tosis. We are not going to. But if you look at the top Tosis, Harav Yudav, Harav Yosi, Oymer Ben Tam, Afagav, the Stam Masnis and Kreb Yehuda, Stam Mishnah, is like Kreb Yehuda of this Brais.
Well,
nevertheless, Allah Kreb Yosi, Tenimukha Yimra, Umasarav. And we have Maser Rav.
Right.
The Amoitzik Tvillin.
Right.
Michal Bashol, Oizmanachas Tvillin, Vishushol Yoinish, Oizoil Regel, etc. Vuvda, etc. And he brings another case of the Elad Esmicha by women, Kedilas and Nasa Ruchas Lanoshim. And now Toises continues on. Umutoris, on the seventh line of Toises, Umutoris Levorech Al Mitzvahs Aseisha Azman Groma. Avagav the Pturois Mindvar HaMitzvah. Ahi, even though they're part of from this particular mitzvah, umes askes behem kimoi michal vaskushi, etc., etc. Shahoise gamu varechas, and then Tosis brings lots of other rayas from other places, and therefore Tosis concludes that women, yes, can make all types of mitzvahs. In fact, he continues on later on talking about Megillah and Ner Chanukah and Sukkah and Kiddush and all the rest. Women can make all the brachos, even though they are not specifically Tzivanu, but they're part of Klal Yisrael, and of course Tzivanu. That's Tosis Shita, and that's a Shita so Ashkenazim. Mm-hmm. However, the Rambam Paskins, although women are allowed to do all the mitzvahs, even those mitzvahs that they are potter, there is no Baal Tosif. The Rambam also passed on Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yosi v'Reb Shimon. However, the Rambam says, but they should not make a bracha. And in fact, the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, like he does 99% of the time, and he says that Svarish women, yes, they can do all the mitzvahs, no question. They can sit in the sukkah, they can take arba minim, they can take shay, but don't make a bracha because there was no tzivanu on them. There are more sense, but by uns in Ashkenaz we disagree, and we do allow the women to go and make a bracha on a mitzvah say shazman grom. So therefore, depending what your origins are, if you're Sephardi, the women do not make brachas. If you're an Ashkenazi, the women do make brachas. And we continue on. Avum is asking behem ad shiyomadu. Now we're talking about the kinderlach, that we allow them not only to play with the shofar and blow, but you can even go and teach them on Rosh Hashanah. Amr Blazer, not only Rosh Hashanah during the week on Chol, after the Shabbos, right. Even Shabbos, you're allowed to help them out in learning how to go and blow the shofar. Tanya Nami Hochi Mis Askin Behem at Shiyumadu Afal Bishabis. The Aim Akh the Tinoikis Miliskoya Bishabis Vain Turkhoim beyond it. The Tinoikis want to go and blow. No problem. Now the Gemara is bothered by the signine of this price, because the price begins Mis Askin Behem, you teach them and you help them along, Afal Bishabis, and then you don't stop them. Frank Tamar Gufa Kasha. Amris Misaskim Hena Chiyilmadu Vafilubishabis Alma Ibn Lichat Chila Omrinan Tiku. You're allowed to encourage them, you're allowed to help them, and tell them, you'll blow, it's Shabbos, no problem. And then it says, Ein Ma'akvin Hatinoikis. It's Mashiach, Kuvahudli Ma'akvin. It's not Bidiyavid. Okay, if they want to, you're tired. Okay, I'm not going to stop you. Now put it away in Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, and you have to do Tachkan Yom Tov and Shabbos. It's a chastira lechayra. Lechayra, the Gemara could ask the same stira in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah also says, "Ein ma'akven es a tinoikis milit koya al misaskisim monachi elmedu." There too, "Ein ma'akven" means a bidyavet. Al misaskisim mon is lechatchil misaskisim mon. You can go and help them out. Gemara doesn't ask on the Mishnah, presumably because the Mishnah's lashon is in reverse. Meaning, in the Braise's lashon, we start off, help them and be misasik in them and teach them and train them. And be ma'akven and don't stop them. Once you said that you could train them, of course, be ma'akven, you don't stop them. And that's why the Gemara focuses on the Mishnah, on the Braise. The Mishnah, whoever says, hey, Machlin, don't stop them, but rather you can go and help them out. So that's kind of a natural type of progression, right? Not only don't be Machlin, but you can even help them. That makes sense, but the Bryce says the other way around. Help them out and train them and misask them it. And by the way, if they want to go and blow, don't stop them. You just said, I can help them. You told me not to stop them. Everything Gemara halachachilu yamrin tikkus halachachilu wouldn't allow them. Is a chasira raisha the safe of the price? Is like more like kasha. Kan be kodin shegiya lechinach. Kan be kodin shaloy yegiya lechinach. Depends what age bracket we're talking about. Says it's top rashi. If it's a giya lechinach, I don't know what the giya lechinach of blowing shofar is. Well, let's say 10 years old, 12 years old. He's able to go and make nice notes and sounds. Misaskin ben shiomedu. Yeah, you teach them. After all, hopefully he's going to be a bal tokea one day. So you train him in. The Kolchke James Akvin. Now, however, if you're talking about a Kotch, lo yigilachin, the kid is only 5 years old, 6 years old, what does he understand about blowing shofar? He's just going and making a whole bunch of
noise
and nonsensical sounds, which are just annoying and irritating to the ear. If he wants to blow, give him tight. You don't have to stop him. You don't encourage it because he doesn't know what he's doing anyway. Lo yigilachin. But you don't have to stop if he wants to blow. Tell me, hey, uncle, I should get it. I already heard 150 koilas. You know, continue later. But if he wants to, he can stop.
The shofar is not muksa.
For the little children of 5 years old, it's not.
But even for an adult and for children, if you didn't.
If he has an older child that he's teaching, training, that's not muksa.
But would you have something for certain people? You'd say maybe it would be muksa though. For if you're allowed to work with children with it, and even on Shabbos, most people would say, I mean. Well, I wonder if this is halacha l'banazeh, but most people would say, you hear shofar, yoishvor, Shabbos.
In where we come from, in the Kalbach Shuls, we never call anybody an oishvor. We go and give him a hug and embrace and say to him nicely, brother, perhaps you should do it on another day. Today is not the most appropriate day. Maybe you can come back tomorrow. And we continue on. Vamisasek lo yotza.
Oishvor
means you're an outcast, someone that should be rejected and
rejected.
Exactly. All three.
Ois is Yiddish out.
Out, exactly.
Barf is throw him out.
Yeah, throw him out. Exactly.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We don't talk. You don't use such language. Vamisasek lo yotza. Someone who's misasek, he's not yotza. Misasek means a person who's just blowing and having a good time, you know. He's not, as the Gemara will learn in the Havamah, he's not even doing lishir to go and have some sort of melody. He's just playing with a shofar. A person who doesn't even know what a shofar to blow, who wants to kind of see.
Test it out.
Even if he's able to come up with a tekiah, metatrua, metatkiah, he's not yoitz because he's not really trying to learn or how to blow the shofar. He's just playing with it. It's lo yotz. So if you more tekiah lishir, mashma, that if he was blowing it intentionally, not just haphazardly to go and try it out, but he was actually doing it because he wants to play a nice melody and show how this shofar has such a pleasant sound, and it turns out that when he's playing, he comes up with a tekiah, metatruah, metatkiah, it sounds like he's yotz. And if that's the case, from the side of the rabba, there'll be a riot to rabba. We had this rabba already a few days ago, the Amr rabba, had to kill the shir yotza, and this was the basis of the discussion in the Gemara that rabba holds that mitzvah ain't sriches kavana, because he only did a lishir, he didn't do it for a purpose of the mitzvah, he just didn't want to blow a nice melody, and yotza. Anyway, is the chayr we have a riot from a mishnah to rabba, so you want mishka riot. The term misasik is broad enough and is vague enough that it could include even tekeh l'shir. What a mishnah means with misasik means someone who is playing around not for purposes of the mitzvah of tekeh shofar. So that would include he wants to go and see if he can go and blow like a trumpet, exactly. And therefore, that's also considered to be misasik. So you have no raya legabi the tin of tekeh l'shir or not. What happens if someone was mesasik and blowing and I listened to that his askus? Says the Gemara, is mashma v'shemeim and ha-meshmiel li'atzmoy, my is yotze. In other words, what happens if a person who knows how to blow shofar, and he's blowing shofar for himself, but he doesn't realize that I overhear his blowing of the shofar, and he's blowing all the tarats and the shrats and the shats, he's doing a great job, and I'm standing there in the corner, he doesn't even notice me, it's mashma that I would be yotze. I'm just not yotze from a mesasik. But if a mashmi le'atzmoy, a person who's doing a perfect blowing of the shofar, would be yotzer. Remember the story we had a few days ago in the Gemara, Reb Zeira, the Amalei, Reb Zeira, the Shammai. Reb Zeira said to a Shammai, Ichaven et kali, have me in mind, say I'm chaven to be moitzir Reb Zeira. Here it's mashma that even if you're not mechaven, even if the mashmiya is not mechaven, Reb Zeira would be yotze, only the Shemeh Menasasik le'yotze, Mashma min ha-Meshmih le'atzmah, you would be yotze. Everyone nishkarai, dom ha'idit t'tanya, t'tana, reisha, mesasik, t'tana, 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 mesasik. In other words, it could very well be that the Mishnah could have said, and the halacha is, that Shemeh min ha-Meshmih le'atzmah is also lo'yotze, just like min ha-Mesasik. So why didn't the Mishnah tell us that? That would be a much greater, more important halacha, that if you hear somebody blowing the shofar, he didn't have you in mind, you're not yotze. Since the Reish of the Mishnah uses the term mesasik, we want for poetic form, linguistically and textually, we want to use the same term in the Reish, and the Sefer, Be'enachanami, Lav Davka, this diuk is not a strong diuk, and it could include not only mesasik, but also shemeim and amashmeim. Zok to Mishnah, say the tekiyas. How many tekiyas are you supposed to have all together? We, of course, have 100, but that's not the halacha d'oraisa. All you need, when I tell you, is shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. You only really need 9 koilas altogether, bakal nikokot. How do you get shalosh, 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 says Rashi, one group of shalosh for malchias, one for zechroinis, one for shofaris. And when we say 3, we mean a tarat. Tekiya, terua, tekiya. You need one tarat for malchias, another tarat for shofar, zechroinos, and finally one for shofar. So therefore, you have 3 times 3, 9 altogether. How long is the shir tekiya? Kisholish truos. A tekiya has to be as long as 3 truos. And how long is a shir trua? Kisholish yevovos. Yevovos means very short, very, very quick koilos. The art school calls it a whimper. 3 whimpers. So you just go, and you already did your trua, and now the tkiya has to be 3 times as long, and therefore it would be 9 such yevavis. We're going to talk more about yevavis in the Gemara when we get to it shortly. Now, talking about Rishonim with Moshe Pashniya, we had this Gemara already two times in our Masechta, that a person was, for instance, blowing the first tarat, since our Gemara is talking about Malchios, so the first tarat was for Malchios, and the last tkiya of that set of 3, he decided to take a tekiya gedoyla to be yoitza not only for the tekiya for the tarat, for the malchiyos, for the tekiya achroina, for the malchiyos, but also to be yoitza the tekiya rishoina for the next group, for the zechroinus. So he made a longer, longer tekiya. This talk of rishoina umashach b'shniya kishtayim. Talk of rishoina means the first tekiya was normal. He did the tekiya, he did the trua, and now he's up to the second tekiya. That tkiya, his moshach b'shniya kishtayim, made a langa tkiya. And b'yodeh l'achas, he shouldn't think, oh, I was yoitza, did such a langa tkiya, as yoitza not only the tkiya achroina of the first set, but also the tkiya rishoina of the second set. You got to go and blow from the beginning a brand new tkiya. What's the reason? The Gemara said before, because paskinan pasuke tkiya loy paskinan. To go and take a kol and divide it in half, we don't go and cut koilus with a knife or with a magel or with a sickle or anything. No, it's one long tkiya. It's a nice long tkiya.
There's no shear to a tkiya from this.
There's no
tkiya could be long.
And that's upper limit. The max.
Upper.
No upper, but the lower limit.
Lower
of course.
Yeah.
Good. Mi sheberach. This is not a mi sheberach like you make at the sefer. Mi sheberach. The achkach nisman aloy sheifer. The mi sheberach is referring to someone who daven the full Shemoneh Esrei with the full 9 brachis, meaning including the Malchias, Zechroines, Veshifaris, either individually at home or the Baal Tefillah. And unfortunately, there was no shofar in Shul. So what can you do? You got to daven. So they said the ganze Shmoneh Esrei, right? And people were crying that they don't have a shofar, but bottom line is they did all of the brachas, and now Baruch Hashem, a shofar showed up at the last moment. Isman al shofar, what do you do now? The Mishnah to care, Mariva to care, Sholish Pam, Kishem Shishli, period. Sholish Pam, which means you don't daven over Shmanes, right? It's a vada lechatchila, you should go and blow the tkiyos at the Malchia stage, at the Zechorina stage, at the Shafari stage. But if you couldn't, because you didn't have a shofar, to blow it out, and you blow them all together as one. This, by the way, is good that the Mishnah tells us this, because the previous case of Taka Barishoina, Moshe Chashniya Kishtaim, is a very difficult case. Because Rashi learns, we're talking about from Malchios to Zechronis.
So in the silent Musaf, that's a long tekiah.
As well as even in the Shabbos Musaf. If you're going from the Malchios until the Zechronis, it can take you 10 or 15 minutes to go and say all of the Nigunim and the whole Musaf and everything. That would have to be a very, very long tekiah. But if you're talking about the situation now where you really made all the brachas, and now you only have left the remaining, the fact that I didn't blow shofar yet, you have to do three terats. He wants to quicken the pace. Everybody wants to leave. We already finished all the davening. He wants to do one long tekiah for Bogdan. You have to repeat the tekiah. Okay, so in this manner, shofar, tekiah, mariva, tekiah, shofar, bam. Kishem shishliach tzi, period. Kishem shishliach tzi v'chayv, kach, kol yochid v'yochid chayv. Koni t'tana kama, it's not enough that you have about tekiah in shul. Everybody has to blow his own shofar. You gotta toot your own horn. According to Tanakama, just like any time, you can have, because of the mitzvah of arvus, somebody can be moitzi the other people, you do not have to go and blow your own shofar. Naturally, pass on from Galil. We'll see more about the machlokes and Yat Hashem tomorrow. So we start off the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said that the shear of a tekiah is kisholosh teruais. For example, by the time you have a braisa, shear tekiah is kitrua. It's not like three teruais. Tekiah is just like a trua. Amar Abaye Tana Didon Kachosh of Tekiah the Kulubavi, Utruais the Kulubavi, Tana Bra Kachosh of Chadbava Vesulei. What Abaye is saying is that there's no machloikis between our Mishnah and the Braisa. They're both saying the same thing, but they're using different Lishonos. What do we mean they're using different Lishonos? Our Mishnah, when it talks about that the Shir Tekiah has to be Kishloish Truais, he's really saying that all the tekiyos that you have to go and blow are like the sholish truos that you have to blow. After all, you only have to blow, according to the diraisa, according to the Mishnah, three truos altogether. One terat, one terat, one terat. So you only have to go and blow one trua. So each kia that you blow in all of the sets should be just like all of the truos that you have to blow in all of the sets. So not that one individual tekiah has to be like sholesh truais, but each individual tekiah has to be like the individual truah. And since there are three truais, then each one of the tekiahs of all the three sets, because there are six tekiahs altogether, but all of them have to be just like the shear of the truah. That's our Mishnah. And that's what Rabbi says. Tanah didon kachosh of tekiah dekulubavi. He's talking about tekiahs generally and generically, all of them, the total of them, that they have to be, kulubavi means of all of the sets, utruais the kulubavi, and therefore the tkiyois have to be the same length as the truais of all of the three sets. Well, Tana Baruch, Choshev, Chad, Bob, Sula, he's only talking about one terat. We'll talk about the other terats later. One terat, tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, the shear of the tkiyah has to be like the shear of the trua. So, but they're saying the same thing, but using different terminology. Look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. Tani dem gechosh the kulubavi v'ochi kamer. The shear of the bach as the hay. Shear of hasholish tkiyos kisholish hatruos. That the shear of the three tkiyos, so it's not that the shear of the tkiyah should be kisholish truos, but the shear of the tkiyos, the three tkiyos, should be just like the shear of the sholish truos. The Tana brok gechosh the chadubavi, shear hatkiyah kishir hatruos. But they're both saying the same thing. But let's now find another stira, because our Mishnah says shir trua is kimu yivavis. Yivavis are these very short sounds. Vatani, but I have a brisa, shir trua kishloisha shivarim. Now, I don't know what the word shivarim means exactly, but I know that Rashi says that shivarim means aruchim yivavis. They are longer than these just quick yivavis. They are shivarim. And that being the case, our Mishnah says that the Trua is only three Yevavos, very short. Hitch, Loisha Shvarim, which are Ruchim, which are longer. What do I do now? Amar Abaye. Abaye was the one that reconciled the earlier seeming stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Here Abaye says, my hands are tied. Bavadi pliya. Here I cannot go and use my magic to say that they're both the same. Bavadi is a machlekes. Tichsiv. It says in the Pasik, now this Pasik we're going to see is
Pinchas, right?
In Parshas Pinchas. Yes, indeed. V'chodesh Shvi, be'echal v'chodesh, mikri v'chodesh yilechem, v'isach yoyim truah yilechem. That's referring, of course, to Rosh Hashanah. So he uses the term yoyim truah yilechem. It's a gemina. If you look at the Targum on that Pasik, it says yoyim yevava yehei l'choin. Yevava, of course, like the Mishnah said, yevava voice. These are the very short sounds of the truah. Uksiv, and we have a similar term, yevava, where in Nach. Be'imei de Sisra. Sisra had gone out to Melchama, and he had not returned. Who was concerned about Sisra? The mami of Sisra. Sisra, as far as we're concerned, it's very good that he didn't come home because he was the enemy of the Jewish people. He was killed by Yoel, Eishes Chever Hakeni. But mamis are concerned about their children, and it says, Ba'adachaloy Nishkafa, Vatiyabev Aim Sisra. The mother of Sisra was looking through the window, waiting impatiently and anxiously. Then it come in mein zun. When is my son going to return home? And it says, Vatiyabev Aim Sisra. Now, what does Vatiyabev mean? It's a machlokes. Marsova Ginuchi Gonach, Marsova Yulule Yolil. That she, the word vetiyavev certainly means to cry. The question is, what type of crying? You can have long cries, like long, deep sighs. Sighs, not S-I-Z-E, but S-I-G-H-S. Or you can have yiluli yolu, which means crying, but keeping on.
short.
Very short cries. So look at the two Rashis. Rashi explains it better. Four lines from the bottom. When you have a person who is very sick, Rachman Leslan, and you ask him, how is he doing? So you have to have these very long, long sighs, a form of crying, and that's long. And that's what Vatiyavev, that she was afraid of the worst, and of course her fears ultimately prove that she was correct, and that's the Vatiyabiv long sounds, and that's the Shvar. Or what we could be talking about is next Rashi Luli Yalu Ki Odom HaBoyche UMeKoinen Koiles Ktzar Smuchen Zelazeh, going and crying, but it's short cries, one after the other, one after the other, and that's more the form of the Trua as opposed to the Shvar. So therefore, says Abaye, the machlokes between our Mishnah and the Braisa is really how you define the word Yevava as used in the Targum Lashon in explaining the word Trua. And I'm going to try to bring a raya to the word Yevava from the Tanakh, from Vatiyabev, and the machlokes between our Mishnah and the Braisa is, are they the short type of sound, or are they longer sound? And as we know, although our Gemara doesn't address that today, but because of that suffix, that's why we have to have the Tarat, and we have to have the Tashat. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, how do I know when it says in the Pasuk Yoim Teruah? Now the word Teruah, of course, sounds like the word Teruah. So what's the Shaila? Of course, a shofar. Can you go and blow a shofar on drums, on a guitar, on a violin? No, the point is, it could be on a chatzoitzis. The chatzoitzis for kol shofar hariu lefnei hamelech. Hariu is a lashon trua, so you could see that you can make a trua the chatzoitzis with a trumpet. So how do I know that you're supposed to use a shofar? Maybe you're supposed to use a chatzoitzis on Rosh Hashanah. That's the Gemara's shaila. Now this Avarta Shefa Trua is not by Rosh Hashanah, it's a Pasuk by Yovel year, where it says in Yovel, Avarta Shefa Trua b'chodesh Hashmi b'osr l'chodesh b'yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur. Ta'aviru Shefa b'chol ha'arzachem v'kidashim ha'eschan ha'nasach mishim shana krasim d'ror v'aretz l'chol yoshvea, etc. So that's talking about Yovel year. However, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Avarta Shefa Shofar trua b'chodesh Hashvi. Ah, zokti Gemara. Nochem u'minayin shebishofar tamalim avar to shofar trua. Ein li'ela b'yoyvel Rosh Hashanah minayin tamalim b'chodesh Hashvi. Shein tamalim b'chodesh Hashvi. Umat tamalim b'chodesh Hashvi. Shiyu kol trua shel chodesh Hashvi. Zeh kuzeh. What's bothering the Gemara is the pasuk that we quoted. V'avar to shofar trua b'chodesh Hashvi. What do I need b'chodesh Hashvi? It says B'yom HaKippur Taviru Shofar. I know it's from a Chodesh. Yom Kippur only comes out once a year, and it comes out in Chodesh Shvi, in Tishrei, but also the Chodesh. So why was it necessary to say? And Rashi points out that we know from other psukim that Yom Kippur comes out on the 10th day of the 7th month. I don't need it here in the mitzvah of Yovel. So this whole B'chodesh Shvi, but also the Chodesh, in particular B'chodesh Shvi, is Ibrikit superfluous. And it's coming to tell you that any tekiyos or truos that you're supposed to make B'chodesh Shvi, they should all be zeh kozeh, just like the one that you make in Yovel year. It's not trua. If avata shofar trua, which means that you have to blow the trua on a shofar, not a chatzotzis. Same thing on Rosh Hashanah. Now that's talking about a trua. I mean, how do you know that you have a tekiah before the trua? Talmud says the bottom of avarta shofar trua. So what's the lashon havarta? So Rashi says the lashon havarta is a lashon havara, which sounds like a pshuta. Havart is not something that you break up into individual sounds, like a trua, like a shvarim, either genuchi gonach or yiluli olam.
It's a continuous sound.
Havart is, it passes through, like a nice idle type of, that's Rashi here on the, no Rashi here on the Amid Beis, Rashi on the Amid Aleph, Havart, the second line, third line, pshuta mashal, where Havart is, Havart is kol echad, you go and take one kol and you let it pass through in a nice fashion, not multiple little sounds, but one long sound. And it says vavarta before shofar trua. After then, havarta tells you you have the pshuta, and then you have the trua. So that's the tkiya and then the trua. How do you know you have to do a second tkiya after trua? Tamalei, because the pasuk continues on. We already said shofar vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh shvi. Isn't this redundant and repetitive and duplicative? Come to tell you, Taviru Shofar, do another pshuta, and this pshuta is la'acharel. So that's how you know that you have a tarat, and that's how you know that you do it by yoivul. How you know there too you have to do a tarat, a pshuta lefanan, a pshuta la'acharel. Again, the same thing. Tamalim b'chodesh shvi, shein tamalim b'chodesh shvi, matalim b'chodesh shvi, shekol trois b'chodesh shvi, zeh kozeh. That just like by yoivul, it's got to be lefanel and la'acharel. It's got to be a tarat. Same thing applies to lefanel la'acharel legabe Rosh Hashanah. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll continue mitzvah blowing the shofar tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Zagi Bench, thank you for joining.
Thank you.